This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Hi there. It's good to see you. It's good to be here. My name is Allison Pimentel, and I'm a teacher with Mark, the Mindful Awareness Research Center. And we're here every Thursday at the Hammer to offer this opportunity to come together to practice together. Practice mindfulness together. And I'm seeing people in the chat saying hello from all over the place. And I just want to welcome each and every one of you, those who are here now, those who will be calling in or Zooming in or listening in later. So we come to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness, a practice of paying attention to the moments of our lives as they unfold. And we practice paying attention in a very specific way, with a lot of intentionality, with presence, with a willingness to be with what is, and with compassion for ourselves as our lives are unfolding, and compassion for others as we are connected with them. And this year I've been thinking about and teaching about how mindfulness can help us navigate troubled waters. And we've had so many troubled waters this year in our collective experiences as citizens of this world on this planet. And what's happening out there is also often happening in here within our hearts and minds and our bodies. And they're inextricably connected. And the trouble in the world around us and the trouble that we may experience in our own lives, in our own homes, in our own bodies, hearts and minds. And I've been thinking a lot lately about how mindfulness supports us through troubled times and challenging times and difficult times, especially because in the past few months, I've been supporting a loved one through a medical crisis. And as I do, I am reminded every day, every hour, how powerful this practice is as a support to somebody who is supporting somebody else. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that, about how this practice is a nourishment, how I have found, and I imagine many of you also have found, and that's why you're here, how nourishing this practice can be. And I wonder just, is there anybody else? And I imagine there are, people who are currently or who have in the past supported somebody who is going through a tough time, illness of some sort. You can raise your hand or pop it in the chat. I mean, we're human beings connected to other human beings. Thank you for your hands. And we are in the business of being in connection, in community, and people suffer, people hurt, people we love go through hard times, and we ourselves go through hard times. Thank you so much for this acknowledgement of our collective humanity and what we face as people, as humans. And one of the quotes that has kept coming up for me during these weeks and months is something you may have heard from the Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh. It's a quote that you often hear in mindfulness circles. And he wrote, when the crowded Vietnamese refugee boats met with storms or pirates, if everyone panicked, all would be lost. But if even one person on the boat remained calm and centered, it was enough. It showed the way for everyone to survive. And I think about that a lot these days, because it really reminds us, it reminds me how mindfulness puts us in touch with that inner core of stability and calm that we have, that's innate, that we can tap into to help steady the ship in our homes, steady the ship in our minds. And it's a powerful gift that this practice offers. Another way mindfulness can really help navigate these rough waters is to really enable us to zoom in. When somebody we love is going through a tough time, a painful time, suffering in the body, it's so easy to stay hyper-focused on the symptoms, on the pain, on the struggle. And what mindfulness invites us to do is also stay present to what's beautiful or easeful or spacious in that very moment of pain and constriction. So maybe there's pain in the body. At the same time, you might notice a bird chirping outside your window or the dog curled up by your side, snoring, or the love that's in the room. And so with our mindfulness practice, which reminds us to stay present to the now, to what's unfolding now, we can sort of widen the aperture of our lens to take in not only what's hard, but also what's beautiful. And beyond that, you know, if we keep sort of widening the lens, mindfulness also helps us to zoom out, to really, to have a more bird's eye view of what's going on. You know, I have felt myself to be so often in these past weeks and months, like in a dark wood, you know, in the woods, in the dark, scared, uncertain of, you know, what's there, what dangers are lurking. And with my practice, I've been much more able at times to kind of, like I said, zoom out and have a view that's more spacious, that's from above, that can actually see that the woods are bounded, that there's an edge to the woods, and that beyond the edge of the woods, there's fields, maybe open space, and that in time, you know, we'll make our way there to the edge and maybe lie down in the field and feel the sun. The perspective is so helpful. It really offers a new way of being with what's difficult. And, you know, when I had that that image of being in a dark wood and then sort of being walking towards the edge in time and then out, I was reminded of a poem that I read in Lion's Roar magazine by Zenju Earthlin Manuel, an American Buddhist teacher, meditation teacher. And she writes, "Come down here and be still on the earth. Let loose shame, rage, guilt, grief, pain, and make a river of it. Come down here. Catch the love poems hidden in the shouting. Watch the unfolding of the seasons from the ground. Look up at the sky. And when it hurts from being down here so long, roll over and see what you couldn't see from the other side. Breathe out loud. No particular posture needed. Fall down onto the earth. Fall off your soft cushions. Come down here, where the only lullaby tonight will be the sound of your heart, drumming the songs you were born with." I love that poem. And uh, with that. I'd like to see if we can do that together, if we can just fall down here, fall off our soft cushions. And I mean that quite literally. If you want to lie down, please feel free to do that. Make yourself comfortable. Let's find a way to be still together. Be still, as Zenju Earthlin says, on the earth. Catch the love poems hidden in the shouting. So taking your time to get comfortable in your seat, on your floor, on your bed, wherever it is, that your body can find some measure of ease. And if you'd like, you can close your eyes. If you prefer to keep them open, keep them open, maybe with a soft gaze. There's no particular posture. Listen to what the body is calling for. And why don't we take a collective community inhale together, inhaling deeply and exhaling completely. And now letting the breath find its natural rhythm. Just letting it be as it will be. And as we begin to settle into this period of practice together, this nourishment, this space to fall down, to be held by gravity, moved by our breath, supported by one another, all of us here together, across the miles, across the states and the continents. All of us who have loved and been loved, supported and been supported by people we care about and who care about us in some way. Recognizing that commonality. And right now at the start of our practice, as the body begins to settle, the mind is invited to settle, you might offer yourself some physical gesture of care or support. You might place a hand over the heart, or maybe two. Or maybe you can give your hand a little squeeze on your lap. If you want to explore some way, a hug, that you can remind yourself of the care that you have to give to yourself, to others. Just offering yourself some care in this moment. And zooming in to what it feels like to care for yourself, to offer yourself some kindness, some sweetness. What does it feel like to give that? And now shifting the perspective to zoom into what it feels like to receive that from your own self. What does it feel like to feel that warmth of the palm or that squeeze or that hug or whatever it may be? Can you connect with the feeling of being cared for? Being tended to in this moment. And you can stay in this posture with this touch if it feels good, or you can release it as you like, now or later. And now just open, if you can, to the natural supports in your environment. Whatever it is you're sitting on or lying on, how it holds you. Maybe the chair beneath you is soft, or the bed, or the cushion. You can feel into the air caressing your skin. The gentle hug of gravity, keeping you here, tethered to earth, connected. You can tune in for a moment to all the ways your body cares for you without your asking it to or regulating it. Your digestion, the way your body regulates your temperature, the way your blood pumps and your heart beats and your breath moves for you, all the ways, knowable and unknowable, that you are caring for yourself in every moment. Healing yourself in every moment. It's entering into that mystery, that reality. Now, just feeling into the heart space, the emotions that are here, that are present. Maybe tenderness or openness or sadness or joy. And now, if you wish, opening to sound, to the sounds that are moving around you, that are arising from within you. Seeing if you can feel the sounds moving right through you. Sensing that each individual sound you hear is really part of one large sound. Zooming in and zooming out. And if you like, you can stay with sound. Seeing if you can just be with the experience of the sound moving around and through you without telling a story about it, pulling it close or pushing it away, just letting it be. As a practice, an embodied practice of being with things just as they are. And if you like, you can stay here for the remainder of our practice in this open field of sound. Or if you wish, you can fall down into the breath. The lullaby of your own breath. Feeling it move in and move out. And for the remainder of our practice here together today, just being with yourself. In the good company of each other. If the mind traipses off into stories or thinking or planning, you can gently escort it back to the experience of sound or to the movement of your breath. And in these final few moments of our practice together, I invite you, if you'd like, to call an image to mind of someone you know who is struggling right now, suffering right now, hurting right now. And as best you can, see if you can see this person, this dear one, perhaps, in a moment of relative ease. And if you like, you can offer some loving kindness phrases to this person. May you be well. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. May you be well. May you be free from suffering. May you be strong and healthy. May you live with ease of well-being. And you can direct words like these or words of your own silently to this person with lots of care. Maybe it's not words that you direct, but a feeling or images or whatever deeply personal way you can convey your care. May you be well, happy, healthy. And now you can imagine that this person beholds you. And deeply received your care, your loving kindness, and is offering it back to you. So you see them say to you, may you be well, may you be healthy, may you be happy, may you live with ease, may you be free of mental suffering, physical suffering. See if you can just receive. And if you'd like to close out your practice the same way you began, with some kind of physical gesture of care, hand on the heart or a squeeze, a hug, or just receiving your own warmth, you can do that if you like. Knowing that you are the giver and the receiver of so much care. And this generosity and loving kindness can be cultivated. May you be well, happy, peaceful. May you live with ease of well-being. Thank you so much for joining me in that practice today. Feel free to check out the MARC website or app for more information on the wonderful offerings. It's been beautiful practicing with you today. Thank you so much. For those of you who want to stick around for a little while, I will stay on for comments, questions, some community. So feel free to stick around if you'd like for about 10-15 minutes. Thank you so much to everyone in the chat who's saying hello, who's sharing what they're going through. May you be well, may you be happy and healthy. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.